Today's learning should be only Nishmas Chaim Luz from Shai Yemesha and Neil Rifka Bas Meisha Israel. It's from Anachem Ram Meisha, Spiuskus for Shalom, Chaim Meisha Shiva Malki, Yanis Ben Sarah, Miriam Brachma Sarah Malka, Matri Yitzchak Ben Fagel Dina, Spiuskus for Shalom, for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Simon Reish Hei. Hope to finish the Simon today. Sif Yud Beit. Fez the Machaber. Kol Shalom, we can just mute because I'm getting feedback. Thank you. Kol shehu ikar, anything, when you have two things combined, one of them is the ikar, the imay tvela, and with it is a tuffel. We had this concept already a number of times. Mevarech ala ikar, you make the bracha on the ikar, the main ingredient, upaites at tvela, and that automatically patters the tuffel. Bechol dava, anything, shema arvin oisei ledabek, kedei litein reyach, anytime you add something which is just meant as to congeal the food together, to glue it together, or to give it a good smell, or to give it a nice color, hareiz atfeil, automatically that is considered a tuffel. Aval im irev kedei litin tam b'tarevus. However, if you mix something in that is there to give a flavor, harehu ikur, then that is considered an ikur. Okay, so we'll see in the Mishabur exactly what this means. Lefichach. Mine dvash shem vash lemaisai. If you have types of honey that you cook it, v'noisem hem chelav chita, and you put in milk of wheat. So I guess it's some sort of derivative of the wheat. Kedei ledabek, you know, like a starch part. V'oisem hem mine misika, and it's there just to glue it together. So even though it is wheat, einem mevarach barim mine mezaynis. You don't make a mine mezaynis. Neish advashu ikar. So that's because the dvash is the honey. So that's the main point the Machaber is telling us. Although we generally hold that a mezaynus is never a tuffel. However, the mezaynus is there only as it to combine it in order to hold it together. That is not considered. It's still considered a tuffel, and you would not make a bracha on it. Says the Rav Nira, the hod the im erev kedei loses tam b'tarevishu ikar. If you put in enough. That it should give a taste, and now it becomes an ikar. So let's say you mix some mezaynus in there, but it's there not just to glue the food together. It's not just there as a to combine it, but it's there to give a taste. And the dafkish yesha mamushes when a davish a nice and tam the davah chashiv. It has to have a mamushes. It's not just in general. Oh, the second I put something in and to give a flavor, now it becomes a ikar and I have to make a bracha on it. It has to actually be remaining in the food. So let's say you cook something and then you take that object out. It's not really a good example, but it's because it's just really more of a spice. But oftentimes you put in bay leaves. Bay leaves are never left in the soup. Afterwards, you would take it out, right? So if it doesn't remain there, avol besamim shenoyso teichem erkachas, if you take besamim, like bay leaves or cloves to put it into the mixture. Alpha pishen l'nesin this time, even though they're there for a flavor, eimav varchnalem, because you don't leave them there. The betelim b'mutim, even if it's very little, alpha pishen nice and time. L'chei nahagish l'varch rak al mekachas, v'loy al besamim, we only make the bracha on the mixture, whatever's the ik of the mixture, not on the spices or the besamim, so to speak, that's in it. Let's see the mishabur al ikka. Ayin l'kaman. Simmerashiat base. Shamavir Mavir Kol Prote Dina Ikavitafel. So here the Machaber sort of started this concept of the Iker versus the Tafel, but we're gonna get much more into that into Rashiat base. Hare Ika Maganavar Shamachar Skiman. Do Dafki Bhamajus mean and Dog Marina the Hekh the Bali Ting Tam Afshu Miyut Hu Iker. As I explained, the Machaber was a little bit unclear in what he said. This idea that the Machaber said that if you have something that's just a small amount, but it's there to give a flavor, becomes an ikar, and you have to make a bracha on it, that's talking about mezaynus. If it's not a mezaynus, then that rule does not apply. Comes to other meaning, we go after the rav. So again, just to sum this up, because it's a little bit confusing, the language, and like the Mishabura said, we're going to get much more into Iker and Tuffel later on in Reshid Beis, but the bottom line is as follows. When you have a mixture, you make the bracha on the Iker. If you have in it something that gives flavor, that's not a mezaynus, right, but it's there just for flavor, then it's not it's not an ikur and it's a tuffel. You make the bracha on the rest of it. If you have something that is chameshes min hadagan, but it is only there to combine it, is there as a binding. That's what it's to bind the food together, right? So if you would mix a little breadcrumbs into chopped meat to make meatballs or to make beef patties, that's not there for flavor. That's there just as a binding agent. Since it's only there as a binding agent, that does not make it into a mezainis. However, if you have the exception to these two rules that I just gave you, if you have a mezainis that's mixed in to a mixture, and that mezainis is not only there as a binding agent, but is there as a flavoring as well, that would become an ikur, and you would have to make the bracha on the mezainis. We spoke about this in shul a while back. That's a big question that on chicken cutlets, right? That's made breaded cutlets that's made with breadcrumbs. So many of the Sfarim write that it's still a shahakal because the breadcrumbs are really there only to hold it together. However, I spoke to the Rav about it, and he also agrees, and he said that he makes mezainis on the way chicken cutlets are made today, because there we all know that we're putting on not just a little layer of it, but it's being put on there as a flavoring. Sometimes they make chicken cutlets, they just put a little flour on it, so when you fry it, it stays juicy. So there, it's not there much as a flavoring, but it's there more as something just to either hold it together or that a batter should stick to it. So then maybe that's not considered where it's an ikur, it's just there as a binding agent. But when it's there as a flavoring, that it's a vadei mezainis. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Gimel, kol davar shemesupik b'brachasa, anything that is a suffix in the bracha, yivarach shehakel, you should make shehakel. Now, of course, the Mishnah Berurah is going to remind us what we said at the end of Siman Reish Beis. Ayelo sefer Siman Reish Beis, Mishnah Berurah diba maskel ve'im. Now, what's he referencing? We said over there that when you have something that's a suffix, it's a suffix, it's hadama, the hadama is yaitzah. So whenever it's a suffix, you should make hadama. And over there, Mishnah Berurah told us, and many of the other Sfarim told us, that it's not just, oh, I don't know what bracha to make, so I can make a hadama. Over here, I don't know what bracha to make, so I just make a shahakel. That doesn't work. If you learn the sugya and is a machloikis hapaiskim, then you go with the shahakel. But not, you can't just say, oh, I don't know what bracha, so I'm just going to make a shahakal. That's not the way it works. Yivarach shahakal, the b'di'evid yoytza b'shahakal, b'di'evid yoytza on everything shahakal. So when it's a suffix, meaning not a suffix to you, it's a suffix because the pais can argue as to what should be. Al kol dava v'kan kevin shemesupik b'di'evid dami. Kol makim hu davish yachal apartritech suda other tvei, Magen Avraham says, that certainly when you have any of these items that are a true suffix, meaning, what do we call a suffix over here? Again, it's important. A suffix over here, we're referring to something that it is unclear because the Paiskim argue as to what it should be. And therefore, since it's unclear, that's why you make a shahakel. It's always better in such a case, avoid it and eat it during a suda. And this way you washed and you won't have any problem whatsoever. Okay, besides, as we mentioned, that besides the suffix as to what bracha it is, if it's something that depending on which sheet you go to would change the bracha achrayna, there you don't have a solution other than eating it during the meals. Okay, let's start Siman Reish, hey? Al Yerakos. So in this last Siman, we spoke about Peres Adama, which basically fruit from the ground, and we discussed different kinds like bananas, papayas, and other different things, and other certain fruit from trees that they're not the ikur, so they become adama. Here we are talking, although a lot of the halachas are very similar, but here we are talking about vegetables. Okay, mevarech bayir pri adama, you make a bayir pri adama, v'fil bishlam, even if you cook it. V'chein kol peiros v'kitnias she'tovim chaimim v'shalom, that are both good. Peiros here is referring to peiros adama from the ground, not trees, that are good both cooked and raw. Mevarach la'acha v'shulam kibrachasam haru lahem kainim shavishel. You make the same bracha. I'm sorry, it means even fruit from the tree. So if it's a kind of fruit or vegetable that is both good raw and cooked, no matter which way, you make the bracha that is appropriate for it. So if it's a tree, you make an eight. If it's something from the ground, you make a hadama. So let's just see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Afilu bishlam umeiru. What are we talking about? That you cooking it still has a hadama. She'tov lechem ben chayim u'beim u'v'shalom. That it tastes good both raw and cooked. Look at the Messiah Machach Gabi Paris Kitnius, as the Machaber is going to refer to by fruit and by beans and legumes. Right? So there doesn't make a difference if it's cooked, doesn't make a difference if it's raw. If they're good both ways, you make hadama. If it's only really good one way, so as we learned many times, and that's the intention as to when it was grown, and you would only make the bracha in that fashion that it is appropriate to eat it. The kidneys, when it comes to beans, we're talking about you eating them when they're still moist. Our kidneys, poland, legumes, and beans, yavashim, that were dried out. They're not normally eaten raw, they're only eaten cooked. Since it's not a normal way of eating it, you would make a shahakal. So far it is pretty simple. Vegetables is a hadama, both cooked or raw, unless it's a kind of vegetable that's not good in one. So if it's not good raw, so for example, a squash, which is not good raw, people don't eat it that way. So since people don't eat it that way, it would be shahakal if you decide to bite into a raw zucchini. It doesn't taste very good. Now, cooked, it would be hadama. And the same thing if there's a vegetable the other way around, that it's not good cooked and it's only good raw, you would only make the hadama when it's raw. But most vegetables, it would be hadama either way. So a carrot, for example, though soon we'll see, they say carrot is a shahakal when it's raw, but the minute today is that we eat raw carrots. So carrot would be hadama raw or be hadama cooked the same way. As we'll go through these halachas, we'll see it's important to note is that it really depends on the minig at that time and in that place. These things could potentially change. So if nobody ate something in a certain way, but now they do eat it that way, it would l'chaira change. Okay. Aval, when it comes to kara vesilka ukriv, so that is beets and leek and cabbage and kara. I'm drawing a blank. Gourds, I think. No. Yitzabam. Shatoivim of Isham Yitzmachayim. These are all kind of vegetables that are good cooked. They're not good raw. Kashem Chayim of Arch Shahakal. Achabishulim by Priyadama. And after they cook, you make a Bayer Priyadama. Let's see the Mishabur on this. Yitzmachayim. Lashes are mashed with Afkashem Taimachayim Gamkein. That here it would seem from you just medayik in the Mechaber's words that it's good raw, it's just better cooked. Then since they're better cooked, you would make a shahakal when they're raw. Again, if you just analyze the Mechaber's words, if they are, he says, since they are better cooked, meaning they're okay raw, they're better cooked. So if you'd learn the Mechaber literally, then on anything that's better cooked, you would make a shahakal, it's raw. So let's take, for example, broccoli, right? That people eat broccoli raw, that people eat broccoli cooked. You might say that cooked broccoli is better than raw broccoli. So according to the way the Mechaber just wrote it, since it's better cooked, you would make a shahakal on raw broccoli. He says it's not really true. Since most people will eat it both ways, even though it might be better one way, it would be hadam in both ways. So it's important to understand this. If it's not the way Reif people eat it, and it's better one way than the way that people don't eat it, that way would be a shahakal. But even if it's better one way, but Reif people eat it in either way, then it's a hadama in both ways. Okay, lachi bishulam hu adinim hem kavushim ameluchim. So Mishabura tells us that soaking it for an extended period of time or pickling it is the same thing. That's considered like cooked. So even though they eat it then without cooking, so you take certain kind of foods that you would eat pickled, but you wouldn't eat it raw. So let's say a turnip. People eat a pickled turnip, but they won't eat a raw turnip. Most people won't eat a raw turnip, right? That would be considered a shahakal when it's raw. Pickling it would make it into a hadama. Mevarach b'hadama. Fizeh mashikarin krot. Shekafshan benasa chamutzim. This is cabbage that they would only eat it raw. He brings down over here on the side that the cabbage back then was different than the cabbage we have today. So this is one example where the teva has changed. It seems that the cabbage then was much more bitter than it is today, and they only ate it either cooked or pickled. Today, this halach would not be negay because people eat raw cabbage as well and salads all the time, so it'd be hadama either way. But back then they wouldn't. So then So pickled, you'd make a hadama. Cooked, you'd make a hadama. But raw, you would make a shackle. Of im like kafshon v'achachayin, you ate them raw, it would be a shackle. And it would be cooked, bar pri adama. Salat, when it comes to salad, like lettuce, ma'urav v'shemen v'chaymetz, that's mixed with oil and vinegar, it's a bar pri adama. Now, back then, they did not eat salads. Another thing that changed. People did not eat salad. The only way they ate salad was it was mixed with vinegar and oil. Today, people are much more health conscious and we eat more salads. It's a normal thing to eat salads. But back then, they did not eat salads. So therefore, if it was mixed with oil and vinegar, that would be a normal way of eating it and you would make a hadama. Okay? But if it wasn't mixed, then it would be a shahakal. Today, it's hadama either way. Cholzek shalayachum toichasuda. Of course, this is if you didn't eat it during the meal. If you ate it during the meal, it's part of the meal and you wouldn't make a bracha on it. If you would eat, once again, another thing that changed. If you would eat salad, lettuce together with meat, so if you eat those Korean wrapped chopped meat dishes that they serve, you know, the Korean tacos, that's a piece of lettuce wrapped in a beef mixture. So the salad is a tuffle to the meat, so it would be a shahakal. However, if you would eat it today as you would eat a salad with a little meat in it, right? So you eat a chef's salad, it has some kol cuts chopped into it. With the salad is the ikur and the meat is not the is the tuffle. So therefore, that salad would be a hadama. Let's see one more mishabruk shem chayim when they're raw, it's barbi hadama. Oh, I'm sorry, this is already on the next thing, which is talking about garlic and onions, which is a whole nother sugya. So we'll hold off on that till tomorrow. We'll stop over here.